Ezra's Hashem Bli Neder. All right, let's finish Shas together. I'm sorry about the lack of voice. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas of Imori, Rav David Tzvi and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Tes, and I have no voice because I went to a Shabbaton this Shabbos, and I had to lead all the singing, so there was a lot of singing. So that's why I have no voice. But hopefully as I go along, the voice will get a little bit better. That's what usually happens. Now let's, today's learning is Leah Nishmas Avimor of David Sibir of Yosef, as well as for Shleva for David Meir Ben Mendel, who Bulia Inara seems to be slowly getting better every day. Baruch Hashem. Hashem should continue to give him a refuah shleima. Let's back it up a little bit. We're sort of in the middle of something here. The Gemara was talking about the source for how you know that any bia to a puzzle. So if a woman has bia with someone who she's puzzled, have bia with, even chayve lavin, then she's two things happen to her. If she's a bas kohen, she can't eat truma, and she can't marry a kohen. If she's a levia and a yisraelis, then she can't marry a kohen. So let's pick it up from the word ashkachan on the third line on Samach Tesam and Aleph. That's what we're up to. Ashkachan. Oh, Amamish tea gives me back like tea gives you life. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Ashkechan. In this pasuk we find that if a non-Jew, that was the last thing we talked about, if a non-Jew has relations with this woman, so there's no tefisas kedusha with a non-Jew. So Ashkechan Kohenes, the pasuk talked about a non-Jew with a bas kohen. Levia v'Yisraelis minolan. How do you know if the non-Jew has relations with a Levi of Yisraelis? So the Gemara said, "Kedam Rabbi Abba Marav, Bas Ubas, Hachanami Bas Ubas." The extra vav. Oh, says the Gemara, "Keman Rabbi Akiva the Darsh Vavin." So is that only like Rabbi Akiva who darshins the extra vav, like we had yesterday? Says the Gemara, "Afil Tim Rabbanan Kule Ubas Kro Yisrael." The whole word ubas is extra. So you don't got to just worry about the vav. The whole word ubas is extra. Now, the Gemara comes back to that same drasha of ubas kohen kisihia almanu grusha vizera einla vishava el beis avia kinura. But this pasuk sounds like it's not talking about non-Jews, says the Gemara. Ve'ema mishi yesh lo amanus v'gerushin ba. It says kisi almanu grusha. A non-Jew can't be an almanu grusha. Ve'ema mishi yesh lo amanus v'gerushin ba. Namely, a Jew ki lesle zera ka'achla ki isle zera lo'achla. So a Jew, that's who the pasuk is talking about. If there's no kids and she gets divorced, she eats. But if there are kids and she gets divorced, she does not eat. But mi she'ein lo almanus v'gerushin ba, maybe it could be medayik, a guy af al gav de islay zera nami techom. Maybe a guy, even if she has kids from the marriage, meaning from the, not marriage, from the union, even if she has kids and gets divorced from them, maybe she still eats. Maybe that's the diuk that we make from the pasuk. Says the Gemara, "Im kein ribuye levia yisraelis lamali." If that's true, that the pasuk's only coming to be lenient, the pasuk's coming to be lenient on someone who gets married to a guy, and to say that if you get married to a Jew, then if you have kids, you don't eat when you're divorced. But if you get married to a guy, even if you have kids, so then, why do I need a pasuk to talk about a levi of a Yisraelis at all? Why do I have to include it? Let the pasuk. You could just learn that from the Kal Vachomer, like we learned in yesterday's daf. I don't need a pasuk at all. For the fact that I need the pasuk to include a Leviah and a Yisraelis must be that the pasuk's coming to be machmir and not to be lenient. Because if the pasuk is just coming to be lenient, I can learn that out from the Kal Vachomer of yesterday. Okay.
If a woman has a relationship with a non-Jew, and then they split up, is he regarded as a grusha?
Right, that's a good point. Yitzchak says, why would I call them a grusha? You're right, but I think that's what the pasuk exactly is saying. That only a divorce from a Israeli, from a Jew would mean. But the other thing, since it's not called divorce, that's exactly why you would get to continue eating, because it's not called a divorce. Exactly, well, that's the deal.
Moshe used as coolers for people who had.
Correct. Agreed. Correct. Says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Akiva to Amar Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'chayve Lavin. According to Rabbi Akiva, who has the famous opinion that marriage doesn't work by Chayve Lavin, Umay Kisiel Ish Zar. So therefore, Kiti Ba'el Almanu Grusha Lamali. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's all the same. Rabbi Akiva says there's no difference between Chayve Lavin and Chayve Krisis. It's all the same. So when the pasuk says Kisiel Ish Zar, Sihiyah, the word Sihiyah, according to Rabbi Akiva, doesn't mean Havaya. It doesn't mean marriage, because he says to anyone who you're puzzled to, you don't have marriage. So Kisiyah just means Kisibayel. Although Rabbi Akiva Damar Ein Kiddush Tov said Mechayve Lavin, my Sihiyah, Kisiel Ish Zar, Kisibayel, it doesn't mean marriage. So almanu grusha lamali. So why do we need the words almanu grusha? They're extra, because from the words zar, it could have just said any bia. So what do you need the words almanu grusha go to Rabbi Akiva? Because any bia that you have with somebody pasul disqualifies you. The pasuk should have just said. The pasuk could have just said. Ubas Kohen, Ki Siel Ishzar, right? It shouldn't have said Amanu Grusha, because it doesn't, even a non-Jew, it's exactly the same, it's all the same. Because for Rabbi Akiva, yes, Tfisis Kedushin, and no Tfisis Kedushin, it's all the same. They all don't have Tfisis Kedushin. So Amanu Grusha, which we came to exclude Goyim. So what do I need that for? It's all the same according to him. Answers the Gemara, it's not extra. Rather, what's coming to teach me? Almana lahachmir aleha and grusha lahakil aleha. The word almana is coming to be strict and grusha is coming to be lenient. What does this mean? So let me explain. He says, Almana is there to be machmir, that if she does have kids, she cannot go back to eat truma. And grusha is to be lenient, to teach me that if she does not have kids, she does go back to eat. Says the Gemara with Tzricha. And we need both the words almana grusha. The iash mean an almana. If the Torah only would have told me for the word almana, that if she does not have kids, she goes back to eating almana hu dechilas leizera achla. I might have thought only an almana, when she does not have kids, she eats. Why? Mishum dechazia lekahuna, because an almana is still able to marry a kohen. Aval grusha delo chazia lekahuna, but a grusha who can't marry a kohen, ema afal gav deles leizera lo achla. I might have thought even if she doesn't have kids, she can't eat. Just like if she doesn't have kids, she can't marry a kohen because she's a grusha. So you might have thought even if she doesn't have kids, she can't eat truma. V'yashmin and grusha. And if the Torah would have only told me a grusha, I might have thought Grushahu d'chi isla zera lo achla. Only by a grusha, if she does have kids, she doesn't eat truma. Mishum d'lo chazi lakuna, because a grusha can't marry a kohen anyway. So if she has kids, she doesn't eat. Aval almana d'chazi lakuna. But an almana that is allowed to marry a kohen, Ema, I might have thought, afagav d'isla zera, even if she does have kids, nami nechol, nami techol, she could still eat tzricha. That's why I need in the pasuk both an almana and a grusha, both of them. If she has kids, she does not eat. If she doesn't have kids, she does eat. Asks the Gemara. Asks the Gemara. How do you know which bia psula disqualifies her? Ve'ema, maybe I would say, from this pasuk, Ubas Kohen, Kisiel Ishzar, Nivala Lipasala, if the Pasuk says anytime a woman has Bia with someone who she's pasal to, it disqualifies her from eating Truma, Vema Nivala Lipasala, Af Machsir Grushaso. Maybe this should include if a man marries again a girl who he divorced and she married somebody else. And then she gets divorced from that guy. And then the puzzle marries her again. Maybe that should disqualify her from Truma. That's also Chai V'Lavin. How can we learn earlier on Daf Mem Dalid that no, this is an exception to the rule. That Machsir Grushaso, so we learned it's an exception to the rule, that she's mutter to marry a Kohen, meaning her kid, right? She's a Grusha. But if he's a Kohen, we learned earlier that if a Kohen is Machzir, that a Machzir Grusha, so we learned he Kshera Uvladak Kshera. She can marry a Kohen. Wow. It's the one exception that a Grusha can marry a Kohen. It's like this. A Kohen divorces his wife, and then the girl marries somebody else, and that husband dies. So the original Kohen is allowed to remarry his own wife, even though she's technically a divorcee, but she's a divorcee from him, so he's allowed to remarry her. Not only that, she can eat truma. So why don't you tell me that this pasuk includes even her, Master Grushaso?
She married somebody in between, right? You can't go back to your original wife.
Usually not.
But in this case, you'd be able to.
In this case, so why don't you say, right, why don't we say Af Machzir Grushaso after she gets married, that and the din is there's an Isser Lav, but we learned that earlier in Daf Mem Dalet, there's an exception to the rule that she doesn't become disqualified to marry a Kohen. So how come why don't we include that she really should be usher from this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Leish Zar Amar Rachmana. It says Ish Zar. Ish Zar teaches me Misha Zar Etzla Meikara. You only become disqualified by having relations with someone who you were never allowed to marry from the beginning. Like Ish Zar means someone you were always usher to marry. La fukehai. This comes to exclude Machzir Grushaso de lo zaretz lameikaru, because this grusha was mutter to you originally. It's only also because you married somebody else. So therefore, to you, this is not an ishzar, and therefore, if you have relations with this woman, she wasn't usher to you. The Isser was only created by the husband in the middle. The Isser was only created by the second husband. But to you originally, there was no Isser. So Machzir Grushaso does not disqualify this woman from marrying a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, Cholol Delav zaru meikara lo lifsol. Uh-oh. If you're telling me that, so then what happens if you have relations with a chalal? A chalal has relations with a Jewish woman. If it's learned that from Kisi Elish Zar, so a chalal, delav zaru meikara. He was not an Ishzar originally. Originally, a chalal was allowed to marry a bas kohen, originally. So lo lifsol. How come we learned that a chalal was one of the people who disqualifies the woman from eating truma? The chalal is mutter to marry a bas kohen. A chalal can marry a bas kohen. So why is he disqualify her? Says the Gemara. Amar kra, the pasuk says, lo yichalel zaro ba'amav. Makishim zaro lo. Mahu posel. Just like a Kohen Gadol marries an almana, disqualifies her avzaro nami posel. So too, the chalal, just like an almana le Kohen Gadol disqualifies the Kohen Gadol, the almana from eating chuma, so too the product, the zera of an almana to a Kohen Gadol, namely a chalal, also disqualifies a woman from eating truma. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema. No. So now the Gemara goes back. At what stage does a Bias Psul Pasal? Is it from the Kiddushin or even from the Bia? Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Mishas Havaya. If you're telling me, the pasuk says, "Ubas kohen ki sihiel ishtar," maybe sihiel means only the marriage disqualifies you. You don't have to wait for the bia. You don't have to wait for the bia. It's only the kiddushin, even just marriage with a girl who you're not allowed to marry. Who says it's bia? Maybe it's just ki sihiel ve'ema mishas havaya. Maybe it's just from the marriage you become pasul, right? Let's say it's Amoni Moavi, right? Maybe it's just the marriage that disqualifies you. You don't need B at all. Says the Gemara, no. Dumya Dukan Gado Balmana. It's got to be comparable. The main din that apostles, we said we learned from the word Kisiela Ishzar. But we just said it's also learned that from Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Right? Lo yichalel zaro. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana bibia. Just like Kohen Gadol only disqualifies the almana if they have relations. Because it says lo yichalel zaro. The pasuk implies that it's dafka a maisa that can have kids. Avhai bibia. So too, kisiel ishzar is only with a bia. Ask the Gemara, ve'ema adik havaya ubia, but it says kisiyah. Maybe you need both. Maybe you're only disqualified if you have marriage plus the bia. Answers the Gemara, dumi to engada ba'amana. Ma kongada ba'amana bibia l'chuda. Just like a kongada has relations with the amana, just the bia without marriage disqualifies her. Afhai Nami bia l'chuda. So too over here, it's you don't need marriage. Just the bia with a pasul by itself disqualifies you. Now, in order to understand the rest of today's daf, you have to remember something we said yesterday. Yesterday we quoted a brisa that had three opinions. What type of bias pasul passes you? Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tanakama said, the bia of a 9-year-old with a ger Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Adomi, Kusi, Nasin, Chalal, Mamzer, all disqualify you. Any bias pasul. Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Shezaro pasul, only if the kid is pasul, mom is pasul. If the kid is not pasul, mom is not pasul. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, only if the daughter pasuls, coming to exclude Amoni and Moavi, that it's Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. So now the Gemara is going to go back to explain that today. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer kol shezaro pasul, posel. Only if the kids are disqualified, mom is disqualified. Kol shezaro posel posel, v'chol she'in zaro posel ein posel. My ikabein Tanakama Rabbi Yossi. What cases there can be a difference? Tanakama said, Amoni Moavi Mitzri Adomi Kusi Nasin Chalul Mamzer Pasul. Rabbi Yossi says, only if the kids are pasul. Aren't all those cases the kids pasul? Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. My ikabein Tanakama Rabbi Yossi answers the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni Vadomi Sheni ikabein Ayu. Ah, the difference is, Rabbi Yossi says only if the kids are disqualified. Now, if a second generation Mitzri has relations with a Jewish girl, he's not allowed to have relations, but his son is a Mitzri Shlishi, and a Mitzri Shlishi is allowed to have relations. Oh, so the son is not disqualified. Oh, so Rabbi Yossi holds. Since the son is not disqualified in that case, mom is not disqualified. Because the Torah says, Dor Shlishi Yavolem, that a third generation, Mitzri and Adaimi, is allowed to have relations. So the children of this union will be mutter. Since the children are mutter, mom does not become disqualified according to Rabbi Yossi. Amar Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni Vadaimi Sheni Kabinayo. They both learned it out from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Tanakam Sover Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana Shebiyaso Ba'aveira Uposel. Avainami Posel. Tanakam says, just like Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, the B apostles, here too, this is also a B apsula. A Mitzri Sheni is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. It's a B apsula. B apsula, mom is disqualified from eating truma and from marrying a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Kigon Ba'amana, Kigon Gadol. Ma Kohen Gadol, Shezaro Pasul. Just like a Kohen Gadol with the Almana, the kids become Chalalim, Uposel, and the Almana is also disqualified. Afkol Shezaro Pasul, Posel, Afuki Mitzusheni, Dain Zaro Pasul. They said, Badam Shay, Badalem, Dor Shlishi, Yavalem Kalashem. And what about the other? Rabbi Shim Gamliel Omer Kolsha, Atop No Se Bito, Atanase Amanaso, Bechuli. Rabbi Shim Gamliel says it's got to be that you can marry the daughter. Ma'ayi kabin Rabbi Yossi the Rabbi Shim Gamliel. Ama'ula ger Amoni u'moaviya kabinayu. A ger from Amon and Moav is the difference. Because a ger from Amon and Moav, the daughter is mutter. Amoni v'lo amonis. So since the daughter is mutter, mom would not be disqualified according to Rabbi Shim Gamliel. But according to Rabbi Yossi, since the son is usher, so mom is disqualified. Mishneim lo amdol mikon gadol ba'amana. Rabbi Yossi Savar makon gadol ba'amana shezaro pasul posel of kol shezaro pasul posel. Since the son of a kohen gadol ba'amana would be disqualified, so too the almana is disqualified. So to an amoni whose son would be disqualified, mom would be disqualified. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, no. By Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, the son is not allowed to eat and the daughter is not allowed to eat. Uposel. Af. Shekol Zaro Pasol. Uposel. Lafuki Amoni Moavi comes to exclude Amoni Moavi. Din Kol Zaro Pasol. Dramar. Amoni Velo Amonis. Moavi Velo Moavis. A female Amoni, namely an Amonis, is allowed to marry a Jewish man. Therefore, if an Amoni man has relations with a Bas Kohen, he does not disqualify her from eating Truma, because the daughter of this union can marry a Jew. And therefore, Rashbag holds, mom would not be disqualified from this union, because this union is not like Amon L'Kohen Gadol. Amon L'Kohen Gadol, all the Zera is disqualified. But Amoni, only the male Zera is disqualified. The female Zera is not disqualified. And therefore, it's not exactly like Amon L'Kohen Gadol. And therefore, if an Amoni has relations with a Jewish girl, with a Bas Kohen, it does not disqualify her from eating Truma. New Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ones v'hamafata. If a Jewish girl, a Jewish man, rapes a bas kohen or seduces her, v'hashoite, or a shote marries a bas kohen, lo postlin v'lo ma'achilin. If it's a Jewish man who rapes a bas kohen, it does not disqualify from eating truma. V'lo ma'achilin. And if a kohen rapes a Jewish girl, she doesn't eat truma with the rape. V'im einon ru'uyin lavo b'Yisrael. And if the bas kohen gets raped by a mamzer, hare elu postlin. It disqualifies her from eating truma. Kate's ad, Yisrael sheba al bas kohen. Tocha b'truma, if Yisrael rapes or seduces a bas kohen, she eats truma. He doesn't disqualify her. Ibra lo yisrael b'truma. And similarly, if she gets pregnant from the rape, let's say a kohen rapes a Jewish girl and gets her pregnant, lo yisrael b'truma. She doesn't eat truma just for a fetus, like we learned a couple days ago. Nechtach ober b'me'ah toichal. If a Yisrael rapes a bas kohen and gets her pregnant, she can't eat truma. But if they do an abortion, Roe versus Wade, Baruch Hashem, Roe versus Wade. If we do an abortion, Daf Yomi Kohenzin. If we do an abortion to the bas kohen, then she does eat truma. Haya kohen sheba al bas Yisrael. If a kohen rapes or seduces a bas Yisrael, lo yisrael b'truma. Ibra, if he gets her pregnant, still lo yisrael b'truma. Yalda, if he rapes her and she gets pregnant and they have a kid, then she does eat truma. Tocha, nimtza, kochel shel ben gadol mishelav. The son has more power than the father. If the daddy rapes her, if a kohen rapes a Jewish girl, they have relations, that does not get any truma. But if he rapes her and they have a kid, the kid does get any truma. So the kid has more koyach than the quote-unquote father. Ha'eved paisel mishambia. If an Eved rapes a Bas Kohen, disqualifies her. So an Eved posel mishum bia, ve'eno posel mishum zaro. But the kid does not disqualify her. Ketzad, what's the case? Funny case. Bas Yisrael a Kohen. A Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen. Or Bas Kohen Yisrael. Or a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael. V'yolda himenu bein. And they have a son. And the daddy dies. And now, so now, this Bas Yisrael eats truma because of the son. If she married to a Kohen. Or a Bas Kohen does not eat truma because of the son, depending on the case. V'holach haben v'nichbash al hashifcha. This son goes and has relations with a shifcha. V'yolda himenu ben, and they have a kid from the shifcha. So the grandson is an eved. Hare ze eved. So this child now becomes an eved. And if the second generation, the son now who had relations with the shifcha, dies, Vaisa aim aviv bas Yisrael. If the grandma of this child was a bas Yisrael, l'kohen, lo socha b'tshuma. They have a grandchild who's an eved, so a bas kohen who married a bas Yisrael who married a kohen, so and she has a grandchild from him who's an eved, that grandchild does not allow the bas Yisrael to teach Shuma. Bas Kohen Yisrael this Eved does not disqualify the Bas Kohen, the grandma Bas Kohen, the Eved grandson does not disqualify the grandma Bas Yisrael, Bas Kohen, from eating Chuma. Wow. Mamzer posel machil ketzad. How does a mamzer disqualify a machil? Bas Yisrael l'koyim. Well, Bas Kohen l'Yisrael. V'yolda himenu bas. And the grandfather dies. And this daughter goes, v'holch abas v'nisis l'eved olovi kochavim. And the daughter goes and marries an Eved or a non-Jew. V'yolda himenu ben, and they have a son. Harezeh mamzer. Right, that's according to this Mishnah is going according to the opinion that holds that if the guy has relations with a Jewish girl and they have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. We don't pass him like that. But this Mishnah is holding Akum the Eved al-Bar Bas Yisrael of Lad Mamzer. So they have a grandson who's a mamzer. Hoysa Amy Mo Bas Yisrael Lakoin Tocha B'Tshuma. The grandma who has a grandson who's a mamzer, if she was a Yisraelis who married a Kohen, the mamzer does allow her to eat Tshuma. Bas Kohen Yisrael lo socha b'tshuma. And if she was a Bas Kohen and they have a grandson from a Kohen who's a mamzer, so that disqualifies the Bas Kohen from eating Tshuma.
Yeah, that's just if her husband dies.
Yeah. Kohen Gadol pamim shu posel. Sometimes a Kohen Gadol disqualifies a Bas Kohen from eating Tshuma. Ketzad Bas Kohen l'Yisrael v'yolda himenu bas. A Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, and they have a daughter. And her husband dies. So the Bas Kohen is now disqualified because of his daughter from Yisrael. And the daughter goes and gets married to her, and they have a grandson. Meaning they have a son who's the grandson of their grandmother. Machil, so this grandson can be a Kohen Gadol. Machil es imo, who's a Bas Yisrael, uposel emimo. So his mom can't eat, and he disqualifies the grandmother. Zosomeris, so the grandma says, lo kibni kohen gadol, shehu poslani min atshuma. Nebuch, my son, who's a kohen gadol, is disqualifying me from eating Tshuma. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly the details of this case. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, a Shota does not disqualify and is not Machil. Says the Gemara, Tanina Lahad Tana Rabbanan. This Mishnah is a Raya to the following Brisa. Shota V'katan Shenasu Nashim Umesu. If a shote or a katan get married and they die, nishoseim pturos min chalitzu min yibum, their wives are completely exempt from chalitzu and yibum. The marriage of a shote is completely meaningless. So if a shote marries somebody and then he dies, his wife does not need chalitzu or yibum from his brother because a shote's marriage is absolutely nothing. It was as if they were never married. So they don't need chalitzu or yibum. Just like a katan's marriage is zero. So therefore, if a katan gets married, the marriage is worthless, totally worthless, and therefore their wives do not need chalit or yibum. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, Hayo Yisrael, Shebal Bas Kohen, Tocha B'Tshuma, Ibra Lo Tochal, Ask the Gemara, Kevon De Ibra Lo Tochal. The Gemara asks a very interesting question. If a Yisrael rapes a Bas Kohen, right? So we said she's allowed to eat Tshuma. But if the Kohen rapes a Bas Kohen and gets her pregnant, then the Bas Kohen can't eat Tshuma if he gets her pregnant. Says the Gemara, wait a second. So even if he just rapes her, why aren't we worried? Maybe she got pregnant from the rape. Maybe she's going to be pregnant. So she should not be allowed to eat Tshuma now. Misafek, maybe when he raped her, he got her pregnant. Says Mark, Kevin to Ibra, lo socha, lecha shema Ibra, answers the Gemara, Milot, I'm sorry, Milot nan, Didn't we learn by another case, two men that married two girls, and then they got the wives confused. Mafrishno san shlosh chadashim, shemu mubarosheim. Right? So, two men gave a ring to two women. And then, at the marriage, they married the wrong, it was identical twins. And at the wedding, they got them confused, and they had relations, they don't know which one. So, mafrishno san shlosh chadashim. So we don't let them have relations with the wives for 3 months. Shema mubarosein. Maybe they got pregnant and the kids are mamzerim. If we don't separate them, we're not going to know who was the Vlad Kusher and who's the Vlad Pusel. Because they're going to say that the fetus came from the husband. So we have to wait to see who the fetus came from. So too, a Bas Kohen, who got raped by Yisrael, we should say, maybe she's pregnant. Maybe she got pregnant. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, liyuchsin chashishu, lechuma lo chashishu. Says the Gemara. There, it's a much bigger issue because we want to make sure that this kid, we know who the father is. That's a yichas issue. So we have to wait. Don't have relations in 3 months. So we know if they have a kid, the kid's a mamzer, as opposed to afterwards. So we want to know that. But for eating truma, they weren't worried about a suffix with one beer. Says Gemara, why not? Ula truma lo chashishu. Vatanya, it's not true. Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, and they don't have kids, and he divorces her. Hareze gitech sha'achas kodon lemisasi asur lecho b'truma miyad. A guy divorces the girl. Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen. They don't have kids. Oh yeah, they don't have kids now. But he divorces her. I want the divorce to be chal 1 second before I die. She can't eat truma even now. Why? Maybe he'll die in the next second. Maybe the guy will die. So right now it's 1 second before the death. And she's a grusha. And she can't eat truma. Turns out that he's going to die in the next second. And she's a grusha from this moment. And therefore she can't eat truma. Right? Because this was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen. They don't have kids. He gives her a get. And says, I want this get to be chal 1 second before I die. So you say, oh, let me eat truma now. No, we're choshish, maybe he's going to die from the next minute. Answers the Gemara. So you see, we are worried about these things. Answers the Gemara. Elo Amar Rabba Baravuna Benisuin Chashishu Biznus Loi Chashishu. No, the other case was a case of marriage. By Znus, rape, we're not worried. Says the Gemara. Benisuin Mi Chashishu. Really? By a marriage case you're worried about. By a marriage case you're worried about. Nisuin. Matanya. Bas Kohen, Shemizis Yisrael, a Bas Kohen that got married to a Jewish man. Umes. After they had relations, one time, they got married on the wedding day, Nebuch, the husband, after they had relations, the first day of marriage, he dies. They had relations. Tovelas, she goes to the mikvah, because she's Tamei, they had relations. Vochels b'tshuma l'arev. She's allowed to eat truma that night. Wait, why is she allowed to eat truma?
Yes.
What?
We learned that yesterday. It's anilis.
We're going to talk about that. Great question. She can eat truma that night. She's a Bas Kohen. Her husband died. She can eat truma. Wait, but they had relations. Why can she eat truma that night? Why aren't we worried maybe she's pregnant? Amrav Chista, Tovelas Vochelas Ad Arbayim. No, first 40 days, the kid is not considered to be, the fetus is not a fetus till 40 days. Amrav Chista, Tovelas Vochelas Ad Arbayim. Dilo Me'ebra, if she's not pregnant, Halo Me'ebra. So she's allowed to eat Shuma. She's a Bas Kohen. V'im Ebra, if she got pregnant, Ad Arboy Maya Ba'almehi. Until 40 days, the fetus is not considered to be a fetus. It's just like water. Amale Abaye, Ihachi, if so, Ema Seifa. Hukar Ubra B'me'ea, this Bas Kohen, if she eats Truma, Hukar Ubra B'me'ea, Te'ebu Kulkelis L'mafreya. As soon as you can tell the fetus, so then she's messed up L'mafreya, she's got to return all the Truma she ate. So you see, even the first 40 days she has to give back. Says the Gemara, no, Maimu Kulkelis Ad Arboim. No, it means that only what she ate after the first 40 days she has to give back. But what she ate in the first 40 days she doesn't have to give back because then she wasn't considered to be pregnant. Itmar, we learned previously. Habal Arusasa Bebeis Chamav. If a man has relations with his fiance while she's still in the father's house and he gets her pregnant. Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer. Rav says the kid is a Mamzer. Ushmol Amar Havlad Shtuki. It's a Suffolk Mamzer. Rav says, Rechoshish. Amar Rava. Mistavar Mila. Why is the kid a Mamzer? Rav says the kid's a Mamzer because we're afraid. Just like she had relations with the fiance, maybe she had relations with other guys. Shmuel says it's a Suffolk Mamzer. Amar Rava. Mistavar Mila. The Rav. The Diamond Ma'at Ma'ama. If we have suspicions that she was flirting with other guys, Avalo Daimim Alma, if she wasn't flirting with other guys, Basu Dideisha Dima, we assume it was the husband and the kid is not a mamzer. I'm a Rava, we know Amin Allah. How can I prove this? Diktani says the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Kohen Shavah Bas Yisrael Biznos, if the Kohen rapes a Bas Yisrael, she doesn't need Truma. Yolda Tocha. But if she has a kid business, she eats Truma. Hey, Kedam, Ilay Midadami Ma'alma. If she was flirting with other guys, Yolda Mai Tocha. Why, if she has a kid, does she eat Truma? How do you know it came from the husband? Maybe it was from other people. Elalav, Mine Daima, Velodaima Ma'alma. No. She was flirting with this Kohen. But she wasn't flirting with other guys. Says the Gemara. Uma hasam dilahai isura. Ulahai isura. It's usur for her to have relations with this guy. And it's us for everybody else. Yeah, nevertheless. Basu didei shadinalei. Since they were flirting, so we assume he's the guy who got her pregnant. Hacha dilahai isura. Ulahai atera. To the husband, quote unquote, she's allowed to have relations, but to anybody else in the world, she's not. Lo kol shekein. Certainly, we assume it came from the husband. Abaye disagrees with Rava. Amalei Abaye. Lo ilamei malach. No. Kol eicha de daimi minei. If he was flirting with the husband, afagav de lo daimi ma'alma. Amar Rav of Lad Mamzer. My time, damrinan. Mi daafkri nafshel gabe arus. Just like she wasn't afraid to have relations with arus, afka. Afkor and Afshal Alma. So she had relations to other people. Umasnisin Shayushneim Chavushim Beveis Asurim. The Mishnah means they were both tied up in jail. So we know for sure that the relations came from him. Now the Gemara has another version. And this is the one I think you and I would think makes more sense. Ikadamri. Bibba Allah. In a case where the fiance had relations, Kule Amalo Pligi. We assume it was the fiance. This is where the machlokas Rav Shmuel was. Arusa she'ibra. Rav amar avlad mamzer u'shmuel amar avlad shtuki. Amar Rav. Mistavim milz of the Rav. Delo daima ma'alma. Where there were no suspicions of anybody else. I'm sorry. Mistavim milz of the Rav. Delo daima minei. Where he wasn't flirting with the arus. V'daima ma'alma, and she was flirting with everybody else. So that's where we assume the kid is a mamzer. Aval daima minei, but if she was flirting with the aris also, aval gav v'daima ma'alma, even if she was also flirting with other people, basar didei shadin alei. So we assume that the kid came from the aris. Okay, we will stop here. I know I did it a little bit quickly. We'll come back to this Bez Hashem tomorrow. Come back to this tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Sorry. I'm sorry about my voice. Hopefully it'll come back at some point in time.